Well, he's become a familiar visitor and certainly one that the fans in the Lime Green are hoping will have another good year for the Sydney Thunder. Sam Billings, it's great to have you back in Australia ahead of another huge season, one where I'm sure there's plenty of motivation for a Thunder team that got one win away from the ultimate prize last year. But how are you going?
Yeah, very well. Thanks for having me back. And very special time of year to be down under, obviously, with the Ashes happening at the moment, and just the pure love of the game over here. So, yeah, I love coming over and playing in this competition and playing cricket in Australia. And this year's no different. Like you said, we'd like to go one better than last year. It was a great year. I think we're very proud of the efforts last year. You know, we had a lot of injuries at different points, and the way the squad kind of kept on coming back from adversity and to get through to the final. We were just outplayed by a very good Hobart side. So, hopefully, like you said, we can go one better this year.
It's a tantaliser to have that first up for you guys on Tuesday. But before we get to this season ahead, I'm just wondering for you, Sam, for a man that travels around the world playing your cricket these days, and we know the short format circus is pretty quick and rapid, but you're well known in this competition and you're starting to become even more known now with the Thunder. Does it feel a bit like home, if any place feels like home in the world of cricket for you guys?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're spot on. Western Sydney has played a huge part in my career. You know, as a young kind of 21, 22-year-old, I came out and played for Penrith. And it was the perfect kind of finishing school, playing grade cricket out there. Became great mates in that time with Paddy Cummins, obviously a Penrith boy himself. So, Western Sydney has always played a huge part for me around my cricket, and this will be my fourth season for the Thunder over two kind of stints, and this will be my eighth Big Bash overall as well. So no, I'm so happy to be here. I love it. I love this part of the world, and I love this competition. So yeah, hopefully I can continue to put some good performances in, and ultimately just offer as much as I can to the team.
It might seem a straightforward question, I hope it is, but in the 12 months since we've seen you in Thunder colours, how many different teams have you played for? Of course, you're a big regular with the Oval Invincibles, and that's a story I want to ask you about, but for someone like yourself, how many stops on your caravan of cricket this year?
I'm not too sure, but probably kind of five or so teams. Since the last Big Bash where we got through to the final, I captained Dubai Capitals in the ILT20 after to the title there, which was fantastic. Then I played for Lahore Qalandars in the Pakistan Super League, which we managed to win as well. So, and then obviously Kent, I captained back at home, and the Oval Invincibles as well, and we managed to win the silverware there. So three trophies so far this year, and hopefully I can add a fourth with the Big Bash, so that'd be great.
Sam Billings is with you at Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport with Quentin Hull, and we'll get to the Thunder in a moment, but look, you're a great man to speak about this. We're talking in Australian cricket about just where our Big Bash is headed. And you are an icon of the Oval Invincibles, who have now been taken over by the Mumbai Indians. Is it inevitable that it comes to our shores? And if you've had any type of experience of how it's changed your cricket, I'd love to hear about it.
Yeah, of course. Look, the sales have only just gone through now, so we haven't seen the full changes that will probably be kind of next year, but certainly, yeah, I think you're seeing how obviously the IPL teams have changed the game forever, in a positive way. There's, you know, cricket is growing rapidly all over the world, which can only be a good thing. And look, you know, the Big Bash is a fantastic product, but to then kind of maybe ramp up to the next possible level, to IPL level, maybe that investment is needed. So I think the passion for the game is here. Every single team has got a huge following, and just to elevate that and make, you know, the Sydney Thunder potentially be a massive household name in India or in the subcontinent as well, can only be a positive thing. So yeah, it's amazing. You know, the world of sport changes so rapidly. And people see it as a business ultimately. So they see there's a lot of opportunities now, the money in the game, not only for players, but certainly kind of everyone involved. And so, yeah, the product will just get bigger and bigger. And I think you've seen that with franchise sports all around the world. So it can only be a good thing, certainly for young players now coming through. There's so many opportunities that they can chase. And yeah, that's just, yeah, obviously an obvious example of everyone.
Sam Billings is with you on Summer Grandstand. What are the watching hours like in the Emirates to keep across the Ashes for the first couple of tests? Or have you been back home?
Yeah. No, I went home for a bit. And then obviously I came out here probably 5 days ago. So, yeah, it's obviously the time difference is a bit troublesome. But at the moment, 2-0 down. Thank goodness I haven't watched too much.
Yeah. And look, the last time England were on our shores playing Test cricket and you were in the Big Bash, you ended up playing a Test match down in Hobart. So, look, you know, are you confident you'll actually be able to get to finish this series with the Thunder? You're not going to be called up again, are you?
Yeah, I was actually playing for the Heat back then. And yes. Last time it was obviously around COVID time and had to drive down the east coast of Australia, which took me a while to then go into the COVID bubble and then off to Hobart to make my debut. So, the phone will probably be off now. And I don't think I'll be getting the call. I'm a bit old for that now. So, but hopefully we can turn it around, Luke. The first Ashes test, I think, was on a knife edge, and we had a massive opportunity to get a result there and didn't quite close it out. But, yeah, it could have been very different. But, yeah, I think it's been over-egged how one-sided it's been. It's just been a couple of close moments that have not gone our way. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to that third test and obviously a better time zone for me to tune in.
And it's been a while since you've been in the Test team, but obviously you're pretty close mates with a lot of those guys. Have you been in touch?
Yeah, I've spoken to a couple of the guys and, yeah, still very much upbeat. Obviously, it's a tough place to come and play cricket, but it's one as an Englishman or an Australian that it's a series you want to be a part of. So, yeah. A couple of days, obviously, which has been well documented, that they'll have a bit of a break, refresh, and then crack on and put some work in. So, I hope. I mean, Adelaide Oval is one of the greatest grounds in the world. So, if you can't get up for an Ashes Test match there, then probably in the wrong business. But it'll be. I'm really looking forward to that third test and hoping for a strong reaction from England.
Last one on the Ashes, because of your craft, having been around that squad as a wicketkeeper, and we're sort of bemused in a way that we know Jamie Smith's a talent, but Ben Folkes is a regular gloveman for where he plays, and the way that Englishmen, you know, they choose their wicketkeepers. Could you best explain it to the Australians who have a very different philosophy as to, you know, how your craft is viewed and used in red ball cricket?
Yeah, I mean, I think, again, I'll be honest, you know, the media is pretty brutal at different times, and Jamie Smith is a highly talented individual. Look, ultimately, the game of cricket and certainly the role of wicketkeeping has completely changed. Yes, you need to be able to be a decent keeper, but ultimately you're judged on your batting, and Jamie Smith can win a game on his own. He can change a game on his own and play that attacking role. And that's why he's primarily been picked. That's the only thing, you know. Of course, it's been well documented his error errors in the last Test match, but that can happen to anyone. And the scrutiny, it's like a football goalkeeper, the scrutiny of that position can be pretty hostile. But yeah, he's pretty unflappable. I'm sure he's got some really good support around him. And I'd love to see him really put a performance in at Adelaide this week. And I completely think he's capable of doing that.
Sam Billings is your guest at Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport with Quentin Hull. Now we're speaking keepers. Last time you were in Hobart in the final, you had a nice chat to the opposite keeper. Or was he keeping at the time? Matt Wade. We know that he can play as a specialist, but as a keeper as well. That was fun. You're looking forward to catching up with Matty Wade. That was that was the flashpoint in the final last year where you had a bit of banter.
Well, I saw Wadey in the Abu Dhabi T10 couple of weeks ago, and we had a bit of a laugh about it. And I mean, obviously, he's a brilliant competitor. He's someone that I respect hugely. What a career he's had, of course. And, you know, he's not shy of a word. And probably the last 5 years or so when I've played against him, he's let me know his thoughts. So, no, I just thought, you know, the game was slipping away from us. And there was, after a timeout or something at the halfway stage, we were right behind the eight ball. So thought, yeah, try and get acquainted and give him a bit of advice. And obviously didn't go our way, but had to try and make something happen. But I think that's stuff that a lot of times has gone out of the game. And look, I think everyone's aware of the line. And I think that was just too... competitors going head to head and enjoying the competition, and ultimately as seniors players, that's what you want to do. You don't want to set a bad example, but I thought that was a good example of, you know, some positive competitive nature. So I'm sure he'll remind me of that next week, and I'll look forward to catching up.
Yeah, banter's been in the news this week. Sam, just to finish with, and specifically on the Thunder, of course, your first game's Tuesday against the Hurricanes, who won that title. You guys made the final. So you had a very improved year, and there are things, I think, that we look at the Thunder as, one, you found a bit of a recipe to play good cricket, yet two, you play at that venue out at the Sydney Showground where it's generally been low and slow and an aged spin. What type of tweaks have you done to get the best out of that home venue where you play half your games? And can you tell us just how that's going to play this year out there at the Showground?
Yeah, I think... of course, I think, you know, home field advantage, certainly in the sport of cricket, is something that is probably underutilized. And we've got a really balanced team. Like I said previously, I think we've got a better team than we did last year. We've got strength and depth and a bowling attack that is really suited for those conditions, but can travel really well as well. So, I think, you know, it's... You know, like the Gabba, Optus are two obvious examples where there's obviously pace and bounce and are pretty unique in the world, really. And kind of Showgrounds is similar in the respect that we have the turning ball. It's a bit lower and slower and a bit stickier, a lot more than it is in Australia generally. So, we'll play into that. I think it will be a better wicket this year. They've done a lot of work to get it a little bit more consistent. It was probably a little one-sided with the ball last year. But I think it's certainly an aspect of strategy that we'll tap into.
We love all you guys coming out at this time of year. I mean, you travel so much. Do we ever get homesick? And particularly at Christmas. It seems a simple question, but you hardly spend Christmas at home.
Yeah, I think after the last 10 years, I think this is my seventh or eighth Christmas I've spent here. So, I'm very lucky. My parents actually landed this morning. They're doing a bit of a trip around Australia. And then my fiance and my little two-year-old little girl, they come out in 2 weeks with my sister as well. So, we'll have a family Christmas down here this year. Which will be fantastic and very, very special. So, the little one's obviously coming up to 2 years old, so she's a bit more of aware what's going on, and I'm sure she'll have a great time. So it's a great time of year to be here because obviously a bit colder and wetter at home. So, much rather be here.
That's fantastic that you can share that with your family, Sam. We love seeing you in any of the colours in the BBL, but you've really chimed in as a regular for the Lime of the Thunder in recent seasons. Good luck on Tuesday. What a way to start your campaign with a rematch of the final, and let's hope the Thunder have a good season.
Perfect. Thank you very much for having me.